Wolves in Sheep's Clothing, November 12. Watch out for the snares. For the time will come when they will not endure a sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Rapidly are men ranging themselves under the banner they have chosen, restlessly waiting and watching the movements of their leaders. There are those who are watching and waiting and working for our Lord's appearing, while the other party are rapidly falling into line under the generalship of the first great apostate. They look for a God in humanity, and Satan personifies the one they seek. Multitudes will be so deluded through their rejection of truth, that they will accept the counterfeit. Humanity is hailed as God. Satan is ever on the alert to deceive and mislead. He is using every enchantment to allure men into the broad road of disobedience. He is working to confuse the senses with erroneous sentiments, and remove the landmarks by placing his false inscription on the signposts which God has established to point the right way. Teachers of falsehood will arise to draw you away from the narrow path and the straight gate. Beware of them, though concealed in sheep's clothing, inwardly they are ravening wolves. We are not bidden to prove them by their fair speeches and exalted professions. They are to be judged by the word of God. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. What message do these teachers bring? Does it lead you to reverence and fear God? Does it lead you to manifest your love for Him by a loyalty to His commandments? These false teachers, arising in the church and accounted true by many of their brethren in the faith, the apostle compared to wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Are our feet planted on the rock of God's immutable word? Are we prepared to stand firm in defense of the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus?